This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get into. Another Phillies series win, another Phils series win, this time over the Tampa Bay Rays. Some are saying the biggest series win over the Rays in franchise history, of course. Listen, this team's playing well right now, like really, really well. And for all the people who ready to jump ship just a couple of weeks ago, like, this is why all the people who said, will you play 162, or all the people who said, be patient, or all the people who were insistent that it was too early to call, or all the people who say, you can't check the record until Memorial Day. This is why. This is why right now this is how people feel. This is why people who still generally had a positive outlook on the team, people like myself who still think they can win in the 90s, this is why they feel the way that they feel, because they believe in this team. They believe in this roster. They believe, you know, again, not talking World Series yet, not getting in over my head. But as of right here, as of right now, we believe that this is a team that can be a force to be reckoned with. We believe that this is a team that will deservingly qualify for the postseason. We believe that over the course of 162, water will find its level point, and things will start to shake out, and the haves and the have-nots will separate, and the Phillies will be on the correct side of things. That's what I think you're starting to see. That's what you're starting to see. So really, really encouraging stuff. Just a few quick thoughts off the bat. Really, really bizarre. This situation going on in Major League Baseball, playing the Rays here and then playing the Athletics, not the Sacramento Athletics, just the Athletics, coming up later this month. Really just a bizarre set of circumstances that have even led us to this point. I mean, the very fact that I was listening to the radio broadcast the other night, and just the very fact that we are in a time where in Major League Baseball, like, Kevin Stocker was like, yeah, we never played in a minor league ballpark, and now there's two, for two entirely different set of circumstances. I talked about it on the podcast the other day, like, how freaking weird is it that Major League Baseball goes through two minor league ballparks, both in the American League, but between the A's and the Rays, like, that this is something that's happening in both, in two different cities on two different coasts this year. It is really weird to see, really wild, that it kind of shook out that way. And, you know, when you think about what led us to this point, it's kind of also a weird scheduling quirk that the Phillies are playing in both of these parks in the same month. I get there's more interleague play these days than certainly there used to be, but a really, really weird fan watching experience, watching these games at Steinbrenner Field and then Souter Health Park in Sacramento, which is where the Phillies will head Memorial Day weekend. Really just weird, weird road trips coming up. But, you know, one because of a team relocating, not ready yet. One because of, you know, a hurricane. But where we are right now in terms of, like, this actual team playing, first of all, you know, Christopher Sanchez also, you know, continued to look or looked really, really good last night. Zach Wheeler looked great in the first game of the series. How about Taiwan Walker, by the way? That has to be one of the, like, funniest and best quirky baseball rules is that you one of the best quirky baseball rules is that if you go nine outs, the rules for a save is one of three ways to get a save. If you enter at the start of an inning, most traditionally the ninth inning, but if you enter at the start of any inning, so in theory, if you were entering at the start of the eighth for a six out save and your team has the lead, but it is a lead of three runs or fewer, that is you entering into a save situation. If you enter mid-inning, again, does not matter if it's in the ninth if you are entering mid-inning and you are getting, this is only in the ninth, fewer than three outs. So again, that thing about the three runs thing, I need to backtrack. If you enter mid-inning in the eighth, the three runs thing is, you know, that is still considered a save. It only boils down to if you enter mid-ninth, than it is if the tying run is on deck. That's kind of how that works. But really, my point in saying all of this is the third thing, which is the quirkiest of all of them, which is what Taiwan Walker did last night. It does not matter the score. If you record nine outs and the final nine outs of a game as a pitcher, and you just record the final nine outs and your team was winning when you entered and you held the lead the entire time, which is what happened with Taiwan Walker in last night. It was a 7-0 game when he entered. He held the 7-0 lead, seven strikeouts, by the way. But he gets a save for that. So kind of wild. I don't know who had on the bingo card that Christopher Sanchez would pitch six and Taiwan Walker would pitch three for the nine-out save. But that's how it went. It's a weird venue to begin with, weird baseball. Playing these games in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field, which is also funny because the Rays used to play in St. Petersburg. These games are physically in Tampa. But that is, you know, that's how it goes right now. It is just a bizarre set of circumstances that in a weird ballpark, a weird scoring thing happened. Taiwan Walker with the nine-out save. Other thoughts is this offense is pretty hot right now. I want to give you some few numbers on that. Phillies, in each of the last four games, first of all, they've won four of the last five. But in each of their last four, one of which was a 11-9 loss to the Diamondbacks on Sunday. Just also realized back-to-back series here against the, this is like the 98 expansion draft portion of the schedule. They lost 11-9 on Sunday, which is actually the most runs they've scored this week. But Saturday, they score seven runs, win 7-2. Sunday, they score nine runs, loss, lose 9-11. Tuesday, they score eight runs, win 8-4. Wednesday, they score seven runs, win 7-0. This offense has put up seven runs each of the last four nights. And if you want to take it beyond that, they have scored seven runs in seven of the last 10 games, dating back to the Saturday contest at Wrigley Field. This offense is playing well, and they're doing so, I don't want to say without their best hitter in Bryce Harper, but they're not being led in any way, shape, or form by Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is still, I'll say, having, by his own standards, a subpar offensive season, certainly. Now, he did have back-to-back two-hit games. On Sunday, he had a couple of hits, had a home run. Then Tuesday in Tampa, he had a couple of hits. And Wednesday, last night, drove in a couple of runs, had a double as well as a walk. But overall, not slugging for a ton of power, a lot of one-hit games, not making this huge impact. And yet, this offense as a whole has been, you know, really something that the whole league is paying attention to. As I mentioned, 7 runs each of the last 4 nights and 7 of the last 10. This Phillies lineup at the moment, you know, I think Stott has done a really, really good job in that leadoff spot, going another 2-for-5 last night, driving in a couple of runs. Trey Turner has looked significantly better. His batting average right now is at .307. And of course, we discussed Rob Thompson's, I guess, goal for him, which is that he would like to see his on base. He just needs him to be at the, you know, right around that .380 mark. He's at .375 right now. So maybe with those walks getting a little bit higher up there, worked some good at bats last night. No walks, but he did work a nice, I think, 7 pitch at bat in the 2-hole of the game. So that was really good to see. Also, total side note, really nice when you're just, these ballparks have a spring training feel to them. And this game especially had a spring training feel to it because a lot of the starters coming out late, Sosa going in for Turner, Wilson going in for Harper at first, Marsh in for Castellanos, Marchand in for Realmuto. With all the changes, it really felt like a spring training game with all the guys coming out. The only thing missing was the guys, you know, like Bryce Harper and those guys leaving in the 7th inning and walking out of the ballpark before the game is over. So it kind of had a weird feel to it, but at the end of the year, they will all count as wins. And again, I just want to lament how much better this offense has been, working a lot better at bats, not looking lifeless like we saw early in the season. Going up there with an approach, playing complementary baseball, not relying on the long ball. I mean, Turner did have a home run, a solo home run, I believe, in the first inning after in that at bat he worked. But a lot of the runs are just like, you know, singles and doubles and working rallies, and it feels like they've had a rally in each of these last few games. And I know we do the home runs a rally killer joke, but it is, for all the people who complain about there's not enough small ball, or everyone swinging for the fences, you cannot say that. That is not like an applicable complaint about this Phillies team right now. That is not something you can say by any stretch. So I think it is really, really admirable what this Phillies offense is doing. And by the way, that has a ripple down effect to, you know, the rest of the team. First of all, each of the last 2 nights, I think it's been very, very interesting how Rob Thompson has managed this starting rotation. And I want to kind of take a minute to hit on it, because a lot of people either on WIP or elsewhere really take issue with, Wheeler's got more, he was in the 80s with his pitch count, why can't he go back out for one more? Christopher Sanchez was at 6 innings last night, he's at 85, why can't he go back out for one more? And I think the logic is the offense gave you enough of a window. I mean, the offense and the pitching, it's a two-sided coin, scoring and run prevention. So it's not only the offense, but the offense gave you the opportunity to even have this decision to make, is that he knows that these guys they're going to throw a lot of innings this year. And this team's goal is to go deep into, not just pitch well deep into September, but deep into October as well. And there's really no reason to throw Wheeler for another inning when you're already winning by that much, or Sanchez for another inning when you're that much. You don't need to put that kind of wear and tear. You really don't need it to win the game. In all likelihood, you are going to win the game regardless. I think we can trust this bullpen to hold down these leads. They've had, 7-2 on Tuesday. It ended up being 8-4. It's the closest it ever got, which was the final score. 7-0 on Wednesday. And it allows you to be like, hey, you know what? I know you want to go back out there for the 7th. I'm sure it's not something that Zach Wheeler loves. You know, he's a competitor, or that Christopher Sanchez loves. I'm sure that that's a conversation Rob Thompson has to have. But saying, listen, we don't need you to, like, almost picture, it's like they only have so many darts. They only have so many, Zach Wheeler only has so many throws, you know, pitches left in his career, and making the most of all of them, and really being selective as to when he uses them, he didn't need to throw that extra inning. And, you know, if you can do that enough over the course of a season, hey, take an inning off here, an inning off there, you might get an extra game out of him, or who knows what it could do. So I think it has been really, really fascinating to see what Rob Thompson has done each of the last couple of days here, because he basically did the same thing, pulled Wheeler after six, pulled Sanchez after six. They both of them pitched well, but they don't need to waste their innings by pitching the seventh in a five or seven run ball game, respectively. So that is something that's a trickle, you know, as Ben Davis always says on the broadcast, people helping people, Tom. That's the offense helping out your pitching staff. Like the more runs the offense scores, the less strenuous innings fewer innings period that the rotation has to throw. You gave your bullpen a night off effectively. The only guy you had to go to was Taiwan Walker, who took down three innings. He did so 45 pitches. So great. You enter Thursday night's game, chance to sweep a series, by the way. How many times have we already seen early in this season the Phillies win the first two of the series and then struggle to sweep the third? Now they have a fully rested bullpen. They have Jesus Luzardo on the mound, who's been going deep into games. An offense that's hot. Like, the odds would still lean in favor of the Phillies to win the game. So everything is such a trickle-down thing. And I think that happens in baseball more than any other sport. Football is a sport that's week to week. You never, with the exception of late in the year, like, you know, benching Saquon Barkley, who wants to go for the rushing record, because you're saving him for the playoffs. Short of stuff like that, or maybe saving a play against a worse team in a blowout, you know, things like that, or pulling starters, for the most part, you're playing each game to win that game and not thinking a ton about the following weeks if it's close or if that's a game you really need. In baseball and basketball, same thing. You know, maybe you're resting guys back-to-back, stuff like that, but that's a predetermined thing. In baseball, you have to manage each game to win that game, but also, like, for the future. It's something that has to be in your mind of, if I use this guy tonight, who's going to be available tomorrow and who's pitching tomorrow? It's this thing you constantly have to be on top of and manage. And that's why I think the baseball manager job is one that's harder than people give it credit for. You know, people think that it's like, hey, it's just super easy who to go to in the bullpen here. I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it, first of all, you got to manage egos over the course of a long season, but I don't think it's as simple as, yeah, just use this guy here, this guy there, go strictly on matchups. That's what Gabe Kapler used to do. I think there's a lot more to it than that. Frankly, just because you have to worry about not just Monday's game, but Tuesday's game and Wednesday's game and so forth. So I think Rob Thompson, this series in particular, coming off an off day, has been managed very, very well. It will trickle over into the Cleveland series, and hopefully, you know, they can continue these winning ways into next week. They're at home against the Cardinals, and I'm blanking, the Cardinals and then the Pirates at home. So hopefully that will continue to, you know, see the positive effects of what the Phillies offense is doing right now. Last couple things I wanted to hit on here. First of all, if you want to take a look at the standings, they are two back in the National League East as we begin play here on Thursday. I think that's important to note, that this team is, you know, in right back in the thick of it. Now they still have to, maybe those standings will look a little different if they could actually beat the Mets at Citi Field. It's something they're going to have to figure out later on in the year. But they're the only two teams in the NL East right now with an above 500 record. The Braves are still two under. Nationals are four under. The Marlins stink. They're not going to contend. But I still expect this to be a three-team race. And then just in the overall playoff outlook, they've created a little bit of separation in part due to that series win over Arizona. They haven't, you know, they're in a wild card spot at the moment. Arizona 2.5 games back from them right now. And I mean, this is clearly a deep National League. Whether you look at the playoff teams right now, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, Padres, Giants, Phillies, the fact that the Phillies are playing well right now and they're still in the sixth seed, first of all, I think their best bet is to go just win the division and gun for that. But if they get caught in a wild card situation or just in this playoff bracket in general, this National League is going to be a difficult bracket to come out of, which frankly is why winning the division is so important. You can avoid that best 2 out of 3, anything can happen, wild card series. Frankly, anything can happen in the best 3 out of 5, but at least you give yourself a little bit more wiggle room. It is not quite as razor thin as a best 2 out of 3. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch, I think, all season long. I think the fact that we're already, you know I gave the cliche earlier in the show of, like, don't look at the standings till Memorial Day. I like to count down the magic number. I think that it's okay to do. I think it's okay to look ahead at that kind of stuff, because I think it makes baseball more fun. It really, if you follow the ebbs and flows of a season, all 162, you can see how that stuff really pays off and comes to fruition. And it feels like you're riding the roller coaster with them and not just only paying attention to the standings late in the year. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Series finale coming up tonight, Phillies and Rays. It'll be Jesus Luzardo and his sub 2 ERA for the Phillies, and Ryan Pepioit is, I believe, how you say it, going for the Rays. He's got a ERA north of 4, and coming off an outing where he couldn't get through more than 4 1/3. We know the Rays, Kevin Cash, likes to manage his guys, not put them too far in a game. He never goes more than 5 or 6 in a game anyway. But a respectable starter, so hopefully one the Phillies put good at bats against and are able to have success against tonight. Again, that's going to do it for today's edition of Phillies Today. Stay tuned. I believe Justin Morgenstein will be with you guys tomorrow. And as always, come back right here to this Phillies Today page for the latest from me, Francisco Rojas, and Justin Morgenstein, again, for the latest on Phillies Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.